is probably fixed. So I don't know. I got it down. As long as I get a pair of
Feel like you're in
their plane
or yes,
fine. Okay, Jane, Ray, can you hear us?
I am.
Okay, terrific. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're still.
I can
right?
hear you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and start. We've got a quorum. So welcome to the July 1st, 2021 meeting, Town Council. The mayor. Steve Cox is on site at the anchor location with clerks Michaela Aldridge, Judy Davis. We are joined on Zoom by Gladys Lefevre, Judy Drain, and Elizabeth Julian. So we do have a quorum. So we'll begin the meeting by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you'll please stand. Thank you, Glad. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, okay. It's about as good as it can go. Okay, first thing on the agenda was to approve the minutes of June 3rd. We did not get those minutes. There were some technical difficulties. So we will look at those next month. I think everyone was present except for Elizabeth for those, but we'll have to wait to see what those are. So let's move on to the 4th of July. We do have the parade permit now. So I just wanted to remind everybody that we'll begin setting up tomorrow. So anybody that can, if you'll come over sometime, they're going to start at 8 a.m. setting up. We can use help there. So if any of you are able to come, that would be perfect. And then Saturday in the morning, there will be another little bit of finish setup. And then the schedule on Saturday for the actual celebration is a 4 o'clock parade. And Gladys, I think you'll be probably handing out consent forms.
I'll get them to her.
Okay. And set up for that will be at 3:30. So do you have anything more on that, Gladys?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to be doing that. Judy, do we have some kind of consent form?
Yes, I'll get some to you.
Okay, and so Steve, just let me be clear on this. Who has to sign the consent forms and for whom?
Okay, Judy will tell you.
Any individual that's in it or any person who's in charge of a group or for the individuals in that group.
Okay. I'll stop by and get them and go over it with you one more time.
Okay, and then we'll just do that when people line up. We'll just hand it out like we've done in the past. And we'll be back to the route up Highway 12. I know they've arranged for a deputy to be over here, and then the fire, Corey can help us with traffic control. So everything should be set up. So basically just make sure everybody's has a consent form that's has a float or a group, or if they're doing an individual. So we'll do that at 3:30. Then at 5 o'clock, okay, thanks, Gladys. 5 o'clock, there'll be the party in the park with kids' games and a lot going on there. So, you know, right after the parade, basically come to the park. 7 to 9 will be the talent show. And then 9 o'clock, dance party. There will be a couple vendors providing food this year. And so, you know, we'll see how this goes to get back to a little bit more normal than last year. So are there any questions from the council? Okay. I'm assuming that is a no, since I can't hear from any of you. If you're muted, you can join it. Okay, perfect. And weather should be great, should be fun this year. So, all right, let's move on. On our agenda, discussion of possible business license violation. We had a letter submitted concerning Boulder Mountain Lodge and an RV trailer parking there. I wish Conrad could join us because I don't know the history of his checking on that. I don't know if he's explained the regulations to them, so we're a little bit lost without Conrad being able to relay what has happened in the past. All I can tell you, according to our ordinances, they cannot have employee housing in an RV on site, but we haven't, as far as I know, Conrad has never given me any feedback on any past violations or anything going on this year. So I'm gonna have to get with him. He's our enforcement officer, and we'll go from there. Are there any questions or comments from the council?
That sounds good to me. We find out, okay, we've agreed there is a violation. So now they need to be notified there's a violation, and then we wait for their response, correct?
Yeah, and in fact, I don't know for sure. I know there's an RV park there. I don't know if they're using it for housing, but they may be. So we just need to send Conrad the check. And if they are, the way our policy on this is written is there's been a complaint filed. Conrad will be given the job of resolving that, which means they could move that to another location that's legal. I guess they could store it. I don't know that there's any ordinances against just storing it there with no water, power, and sewer. But we'll have to determine if there's a resolvable issue, and if not, then he will report back to the town council, and at that point, we will take action.
I'm admitting Conrad right now.
Okay, Conrad. Let's just... Conrad, can you hear us?
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Boulder Mountain Lodge and the complaint that we received. I was saying that you would have the history of knowing what has gone on there. I don't think we've ever sent them a letter. I'm not sure if you've ever contacted them and explained that they cannot have living quarters in an RV on site. Tell me what you know about this situation.
We contacted them, but this is the third or fourth year he's done it. And every year we've told him no, and he takes it off site, and now he brings it back. So they've been told every year.
Okay, and are they using it for housing employees?
They've done it every year. I've been knocking on that door. I've yet to go up there at 10 o'clock at night to catch somebody, but I'll do it.
Well, no, I guess the thing that needs to be done is you need to make contact with either the owner of the property they bought or whoever's managing it, and find out if they're using it for employee housing. And we need to resolve what's going on there before we move forward. But before you got on, it is a violation to have it on there, but we need to do due diligence, which means in our procedure, we've determined there's a violation. Then you've gone and visited, but I don't know that you've made contact and told them they're in violation, have you?
I've been trying to get hold of them. Their electricity's plugged in. Their water's plugged in. Their slide outs are out. There's different vehicles parked around it at different times that I'm beating on the doors, and either they don't answer or they're not in there at that time.
Okay, so our next step, I would have you contact Dave Mott or maybe Susan Heaton, whoever's in charge of the property, explain that they are in violation. And if they're going to move that, but then I would suggest that we write them a letter. If this is an over and over occurring thing, we need to, I guess, spell out in the ordinance that it's not allowed. And if they're violating that, one of the things that can happen, it's a process outlined in our ordinances that you should be familiar with, but we would send them a letter saying that their business license could be revoked if they are out of compliance and we decide that it's, the next step. So I would direct you as enforcement officer to contact them, explain to them the ordinance doesn't allow that.
Well, this will be the third or fourth time that we've done that. So,
yeah, but I don't know, what you're telling me though is you have not talked to the owner of the property.
No, I've talked to the people that are living in it, and then they go and talk to him, and I passed a word on to the people I know living on the property saying, look, they know that he's not supposed to be here and I'm coming to look for him. So they all know it. They all know I'm driving around there looking for the people living there. I've never went and talked to the other gal, but every time we passed a word on and talked to the people in the thing, they've moved it. We've never had to go ahead, write a letter, or go get a red tag or do anything. They've just known that they were not doing the right thing.
Could we also get a picture of that by chance with a phone or something for backup?
Sure, I'll go up after the meeting and take pictures.
Okay, so what I would still like you to do is we need to contact the owner of the property or the representative.
Will do.
Yeah, and just let them know they're not in compliance, because it doesn't do much good to tell people that are living there, because we don't know how the word gets passed on or what the seriousness of that is. But if you talk directly to the owner of the property, then we can say you have been notified officially by our enforcement officer. In the meantime, what I would like you to do is you probably need to get with Judy and look at what our ordinance on business licenses and revoking a business license. There is a process. You can't just do it. You have to go through a process, but we can begin that by sending a letter telling them that they're in violation of the ordinances. And these are the steps that follow that. So, I'm gonna sort of put you in charge of working with Judy to find the correct ordinance and then having a letter written that will go to the owner of the property, because that's where you have to go. You can't go to the people that are living in the trailer. You have to go to the owner of the property. So that will be your task between now and whatever, is you'll send that letter.
Hi.
Yeah. And I know it's in our ordinances, it's under the business license, and basically it says if they're out of compliance, then we can revoke the license, but it has to go through a certain process. We can't just tell them it's done. They have a chance to remedy that or respond to that, and it can't be a recurring problem, and that needs to be stated in the letter. This is the final warning, basically. If that's what they are indeed doing, because it's not legal. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay, any other comments on that from the council? Okay.
No.
All right, very good. Let's move on to department reports. Elizabeth, looks like you're up first with your assignments, EMS beginning with.
Let's see, we... not much updates from EMTs. They've had a few calls. There's three EMTs that have certification that I know of. Let's see, fire department has had a call recently. I assume that most people are aware of that, and they did an excellent job. It's really amazing that we've had such a dedicated fire department, and unfortunately they've had to be used twice this season, but to be real aware of that. I know Steve reposted the fire ordinance in town, and Jay posted the fire ordinance of public lands around us, but I think just all the town council and community members, just to kind of keep emphasizing the importance of that right now for everybody, especially with 4th of July coming up with fireworks and stuff like that. Fire council is continuing to work on some side projects and met. We also had like a subcommittee. It was some people from town council and fire and kind of the natural disasters. So we met just, is that just a week ago, Steve? A week ago. And we're moving forward with the same plan that was previously set up, and we just kind of reviewed it. I actually can't think of her name off the top of my head, but it's the five counties that are working together. And now they're having each town within Garfield County and each community kind of updo theirs. And so we moved our plan along, and we're waiting for a couple things from the whole county, ones that we all are on the same board, and then it will get shared. But it's a live public document that is just kind of live and working and continuing to be updated. Let's see. 4th of July is happening this weekend. Steve already gave a summary of that. The Arts Council has a new gallery show that is up. It is Nate Giesman, and let's see. He has not chosen a date as yet for an opening, but there will be an opening on that. It's going until the end of the month. They have a plan for a celebration for the 24th. So for July 24th, there is a band called Red Rock Hot Club Suite. So they will be here and are doing a celebration, and they're bringing callers, and it'll be a swing band that will do all sorts of various music. The library is continuing to be open with modified hours. Let's see. I think that was it for updates that I have.
Okay, I'll just add one thing. After the fire, and again, I'd like to commend our fire department too. They were on the scene very quickly. It could have really taken on up the hillside in the Pinyon Juniper, but they responded very well. One of the problems, though, that we're going to have to solve, and it's really maybe part of the subdivision ordinance, is having water available to fight the fires. And I know we have a clause in one of our ordinances that there's a waiver, but you know, I think we need to discuss the fact that maybe they have the ability to use irrigation water, or they have water on site in a tank. I think it's a good further discussion as the Planning Commission works on doing some revisions to the subdivision ordinance. So I'm still not quite happy with, you know, having properties that can burn and can't.
Well, I assume that the power went out for everybody.
I thought it was on my end. I left and came back in because I thought it was me.
No, it was just a quick
blip. The power, I mean, at least my power flickered, and I assume the whole town's did.
Yeah. Me too.
We'll see if those that are at the community center come back.
I just barely that's got who we're back missing on. Right now. Power went off.
Yeah. Well, we'll. So can someone tell, Steve was saying that something about the ordinance with the, just the, to look in to make sure that the fire department can use water on site.
That's the last I heard. Yeah.
Thanks.
Something for the planning commission to discuss amending the,
yeah,
the wording.
I think it would be worth it to kind of check in to see what is current and then move forward with it, because I think there was some debate a little bit that I got that different fire people thought that there were different things currently. So it's just figuring out what is the current and then moving forward. Well, Judy, you and I can't do this by ourselves if they don't show back up.
But Gladys is coming on.
Oh, here's Gladys is back. Oh, there's Steve and Michela are back. I assume the power went off across the whole town, huh?
Gladys is back.
A little excitement for everyone. Steve, Michela, you all are muted. I think you're talking, but we can't hear you.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes, Gladys can hear.
I was just saying we need to resolve the issue of having water or access to water. You know, that fire could have got away, and those engines don't have an endless supply of water. So just something for the council to be thinking about down the road is how do we, you know, solve these properties that are away from water with the ability to fight fire. So, and I did talk to Commissioner.
That particular property is up for some kind of public hearing coming up a week from tonight.
Yeah, and that should be Peg? Brought up. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Peg shaking her head, no.
Oh.
According to Dave Bird, they're not going to have their application ready to submit again. So it'll be postponed again.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Peg. But I did talk to Commissioner Taylor about EMTs. There was a grant given to this region, but it went to Snow College. And I said, well, is there a possibility that they could bring training to Escalante Boulder area? And he was going to check and see if Snow College can do that. If they can, that would certainly help bringing the class here. We may get a few more people to certify it.
And I think that there was a little bit of a talk, and it hadn't moved forward. We were waiting to hear back from him on what could happen with that. But then also the school district was offering to, you know, the space, and then also to see if they could provide some kind of partnership there.
Yeah, so we'll follow up on that and see if we can get class a little closer to home for us. All right, thanks, Elizabeth.
And with that, we still need to keep following up because their pagers are still a major issue. And the fact that the tower still hasn't been repaired.
Yep, I agree. Okay, let's see next on the list, Gladys, Cemetery, Buildings, Travel Council.
Okay, the Travel Council generally does not meet during the summer months. Cemetery, Elaine is working on plotting, getting that plotted out because we have more and more people requesting they want to be buried here. And I don't think we have anything on the building unless somebody has a complaint that I'm not aware of. So that's all I have to report.
Are we putting flags up at all on the fourth?
We sure are. Okay. Do you want to tell me? Okay, we're back to the same question. Do you want me to put them up just on Saturday or do you want me to leave them up Saturday through Monday?
I think it's a little nicer when they're up a little bit longer, so everybody gets a chance to see them and visit.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Anybody else have any feelings about that?
I agree. I think especially they should be up for the 4th.
Okay, I'll get them up early Saturday morning and leave them till Monday evening.
Do you need Gladys?
No, I've got a system down.
Yeah, she does, and it looks good. It's I get up early and put the ones at the pavilion out, and hers are already done. So, all right, thank you, Gladys. Next is Planning Commission, Rhodes. Judy, what do you have for us?
Okay. Last week on the Planning Commission, Lee Nillis, they discussed the campgrounds and the RV parks, and they're going to have a, I think that was one of the hearings that they're doing on the 8th concerning that. They also discussed the water supply in Boulder. Because with the growth and everything that's going on, they want to make sure we've got enough water. So they were talking about a study, and Bryce did a study on their water. And so they wanted me, I told them I'd check when I went in on last Wednesday, and that study was paid by Utah State because it's a national park. So I really didn't get any information there, but Colleen was supposed to talk to Randy about the water, and I know she did. So I'll let her address, you know, whatever they really did say. They also talked about doing, I apologize because I couldn't read all my notes. So I hope I got most of them right. They talked about 5-acre parcels and having an open work meeting on it and getting a facilitator. And I think it had to do with the water and just what Lee is trying to develop with our ordinances and everything, and making sure that our infrastructure and water and all that is in line with the growth that we're having. So, let's see. Oh, and then David Bird represented Sean with the subdivision, answered some questions. Let me see. Oh, it was the development standards for the RV park and campgrounds. That's the other public hearing. And then they had some public comments at the end. And they were addressing the housing issue again. And Jennifer and Dan really showed interest in it. So hopefully they're showing interest in wanting to bring a committee together again and talk about housing in Boulder because of the problem that we have. And so hopefully they will take the lead on that. So the planning, they're gonna talk about it more and see what they can come up with, but I think it's a really, really good idea. We need to do something. I don't care how many times we have to address it. Somehow we've got to get there, you know? Okay, roads. They haven't done the road yet, so I'm gonna have to call him again tomorrow. He told me the end of May or 1st of June, so I really thought it would be done, and I haven't been down there for a while, and I thought I better take a look right around our roads and see if they've done anything. We've been so busy in our garden, and between that and work and everything we've been doing, I just haven't got out and about. So I went down today and they definitely haven't been addressed. So I'll give him a call tomorrow and find out if there's a problem or if they're, you know, bringing the asphalt and everything in. I would think with them doing the mountain like that, it'd be easier, but that might, of course, that's DOT, so that doesn't have anything to do with it. All right, let me think. Let me think what the other thing was. My signs finally came in, and they came to over to the office over there. Judy sent me a message. I think I got it a day after she sent it, and Peg was there. I went and picked him up. She was at the library. So I have those, and I've got help coming in. So Monday, we're going to get some signs up. So Gladys, I'm putting your sign first because I know people are having a heck of a time finding you.
Thank you.
We'll make sure we get that done, but we did finally get him in. Holy cow, that took a long time. I couldn't believe it. All right. At the county commission, the Garfield Planning Commission, we had 6 public hearings. I should have taken my sleeping bag. We're going to have 6 more next month, believe it or not. But they're doing, Caden's trying to get a lot of zoning and stuff straightened out where it's been such a mess for so long. So hopefully, you know, by the end of the summer, they'll have a lot of that taken care of. We voted on the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance, and that went on, excuse me, that went on to the commission, the county commission. We voted on a livestock and wildlife protection ordinance. That was nice. It gave the BLM, putting the ordinance in, they can at least talk to campers about trying to park on private land and running cattle and livestock off. Evidently, that's been a really big problem. We did six conditional use permits. That's nothing new throughout the county. So couple of minor lot subdivision changes, and those were all okay. So it was a really busy meeting. We were there for quite a while, but I was excited about that Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance. That's really, really important. So sounds like it'll probably go through. Okay. And that's about it.
All right, thank you for all that. That's good. Okay, Conrad, how about enforcement, landfill, grounds, park committee? Conrad, are you with us? You're muted, by the way. You're still muted. Conrad? Yeah, lost Conrad.
There we go.
There you
go. Am I open now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Cat, you keep pushing buttons around here and it tells you, yeah, this and that, and then you can't even hear me. anyway, not much going on at the museum. They asked about, apparently they might have some extra dirt to get rid of and thought we could maybe use it up there at the dump. See what, if we got room for it up there. Trying to find out when they're gonna, again, I'll probably go to Escalante tomorrow and go see if I can't chase them guys down and see if they're getting rid of their steel. Just waiting to see till somebody comes in and works with us to pick things up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't, everybody I know in California is just, they can't get rid of it fast enough.
Well, you may want to give that, was it Terry, the number I gave you with Dwight's Recycle? You may want to give him a buzz again. You know, last time I talked to him 3 or 4 months ago, not that it meant anything, but he says, we'll put you on our calendar, but I don't know which year calendar he was going to put us on.
Yeah,
it may be worth calling him again.
Okay.
And I think I sent you his number. His name's Terry, but it's Flights Recycle, who normally comes and gets the scrap metal. So
yeah,
we'll just keep accumulating until someone is willing to haul it off.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I've got a bunch of it here I'd like to get rid of, but I don't dare take it up there. At least they got rid of some furniture, I understand.
Okay, yeah, I think they hauled, the county hauled that off, yeah. All right, anything else?
No, we're good for right now.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go take pictures in a little bit.
All right, sounds good. Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got a few things, a list of things that have been going on, so I'll kind of quickly go down. Some of it you may already be aware of. We are finally owners of our own town park. The patent finally came. We will send it a copy to the recorder, county recorder, but it is officially ours now from the BLM. So I don't know if that's been going on for 50 or 100 years, but we finally have it. So that's, yeah, that's good news. 93, okay, so it's been a while. I think you probably saw the notice in the newspaper about Jones and DeMille have put out for bids for the Safe Route to School work that needs to be done. So we should, I think they had July 14th as the day to open bids, and we'll select from, you know, depending on what we get, we'll select the bid and then move forward with that. And that will come out of our Class C road funds for now, and then we'll be reimbursed the next fiscal year. But that's moving ahead, and I'm hoping work will start, you know, right after we select the bid, the best bid, then that work can begin. So, you know, that's pretty exciting too. I think Elizabeth mentioned the natural hazards mitigation plan for 5 counties. We did meet, her name's Alyssa Gamble. We have pretty much done all we need to do now. We have mitigation things that we're committed to. And now she will finalize that and get back to us. And then, you know, at that point, one of the things that we have to do is pass an ordinance adopting the wildland urban interface code. It's a fire code, so that'll be one thing that we committed to, but you know, we'll handle that when the plan is finalized, which I think the final draft is winter, you know, this year or early next year. So that's moving along. We did submit an application for our American Rescue Plan money. And like I said, last I heard, we should get 14,000 this fiscal year and 14,000 next fiscal year. I don't know if we've received that yet, the money. Okay, we sent the application, we haven't received the money yet. And then with that will come some specific things that we can spend it on. But, you know, there'll be some money available for maybe some things that we need to take care of. That way. So that's been done. Parking lot expansion is starting soon, next week sometime. They will be moving the dumpsters temporarily down by Hall's store if there's room, and if not, we'll find another place. They need to be able to get in there and take the fence down, I think, and move some earth. So we'll move those temporarily, but then they will go back once the fence is back up and that north entrance is finished. So that'll be occurring. So anybody that's, you know, wondering where those are going, they're just being moved while they work on the parking lot. I talked to David Dodds, visited today. We've had some problems, chronic problems at the Burr Trail corner with people blocking the stop sign. I met with David Dodds. He will get with UDOT. He had some ideas of putting up some delineators or something that will keep people away from parking in front of the stop sign. So, you know, most of that's in UDOT right of way. And so we'll have to, whatever we decide to do, I think they will have to go along with it. And I think they're willing to, because they know that's a problem too. So we advanced that to the county level. And he will get back to us with the plan, and then the county will probably do the work. We may have to fund some of it. I don't know yet, but anyway, David Dodge is the new county engineer, and he came over today and looked at it and agreed that we have a problem there and we need to address that. So we'll be working on it. I got an email from Monica Taylor of the Garfield Memorial Hospital Benefit Dinner. They want Boulder to make and donate 5 centerpieces for their banquet. And the theme is sunflowers. Now, this is out of my realm of things, but if any council members would like to take that on, it was a request, not a directive, so we don't have to, but it won't be me following up on centerpieces, but is anybody willing to take that on?
I am not interested at this time.
Okay, anybody else?
Me either, but what are they looking for?
Well, they want centerpieces, 5.
Conrad, you'd be great at it.
Oh, you are so good.
Conrad, did you say you wanted to, Conrad?
No, I don't want to do it, but what's a centerpiece? You mean like at a table? To put a centerpiece on a table?
Yes.
Hell, yes. Can't we just go buy them a bunch of flowers and put them on there?
Sounds like it's a job that you want to take on.
If we want to hire a local person to make centerpieces, that is an option. It won't be me that's finding that person. But I thought I'd pass it along if anyone wants to take that on. They need them by August 23rd. So there is time. It's not something I'm interested in doing. But if someone is willing to take that on, you know, it's for a good cause, but it's just not what I'm going to do. So if anybody
if we have money, Steve, if we have money and we can hire someone in town to make centerpieces, I'm happy to reach out for that. I'm not interested in making them or buying the materials or anything like that. But if there's a budget to pay somebody in town.
Yes, that will come out of my discretionary fund. So thank you for volunteering. And yes, if we could find someone that would be willing to do that.
Yeah, after this meeting. Will you send me all the details so I can pass it on, Anna? A budget, so then I'll do it.
Well, we'll help you. Just find people to say, hey, are you interested? Come on.
Conrad and I will take it on together.
How are they supposed to get it? How are we supposed to get it to them?
Pass on all the details that you have, Steve, and then I'll move on from there.
I'll send that to you and Conrad.
All right. No, just send it to her.
All right,
and then
thank you.
Get hold of me.
Thank you.
All right, Elizabeth.
All right. Couple things. Met with the new Tree City representative. We now have our 8-year stickers on our signs on either edge of town. He's planning to do some pruning, planting workshops in the fall. Very nice representative, very nice person. So he'll be our new Tree City representative. And I think that's all I have for now. So clerks.
I will just say I was waiting up in here because I was hurrying so fast to do the checks issue, so I didn't have time to send it to you. So
okay, so we'll save the checks issued for this month. We'll look over those next month and we can vote on that. So everything looks fine, but I want everybody to see it. So, and then somebody asked if we could, and Michelle, I don't know if you were able to. They asked if during our meeting, we could just let them know if there are been new building permits issued, just so they can kind of hear from us about, so do we have any new ones that have come in?
We've had two submitted, so two are on the way to the county, I think, right? Can we say their names? Is this open public?
Yeah, it's public. Right,
Katie Coleman came in and had hers done yesterday, so hers probably went in the mail today.
Yes.
And there was, yes, and Jay Kelly. Thank you.
Okay. Gosh. So we've had two building permits, Katie Coleman, Jay Kelly. Most of you are probably familiar enough with the properties and the people. So we'll try to keep everybody a little bit updated on building permits and what's going on, just for your benefit. So, okay. Thank you, clerks. Last thing on the agenda is public comments. So if you would like to electronically raise your hands, or we have two folks here that may want to comment, so let us know and we will hear your comments at this time.
Go ahead, Peg.
There wasn't an official request from Planning Commission, but informally the request to have a report for like a monthly report on building permits came out of Planning Commission. So I think it's a good idea just to keep them apprised of, you know, monthly movement on that scene as they're talking about what Judy was reporting on. They're talking about capacity. So it's kind of hard to talk about housing or density until you get a handle on kind of how much capacity this town has, both in terms of services as well as water and septic density and all sorts of issues. So that's kind of what the basis of what they're looking at. And in the context of that, they wanted to get some context of development, incoming development. So that's why the building permit request was made.
Okay, great.
I'll take that on and send you, I can't talk about it. Peg, I'll send you those two with details.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it's public record, so we don't mind people knowing. That's, you know, I understand that we're looking at capacity and we need to understand maybe our growth and our building. I think it's fine to keep track of that. So thank you, Peg. Any other comments? Okay, I will take that as a no. So I will make a motion to adjourn.
Gladys will second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Judy, aye.
Gladys, aye.
Conrad, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
And Steve, aye. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you at the 4th of July celebration. And let's keep this rain coming. Okay, thank you.